Our next report comes from Nora, and Nora is a student at the North Shore Community School. Lee Jackson is Nora's teacher.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 24th, 2021. My name is Nora, and I am your phonologist for this week. Saturday morning, Miss Jackson let her dog outside, and a wet snow covered her lawn. It had melted by the afternoon. Ice was on car windshields on Tuesday the 27th. Taylor has noticed that it's a cycle of the weather. It goes to warm, then cold, and back around again. On Monday, it rained all day. On Thursday morning, it was very dreary and rainy. Before noon, the sun finally came out. The forest floor looks very brown right now. But when we walk in our school forest, we are starting to see green leaves. Wild strawberry leaves are beginning to emerge. And green moss looks vibrant at this time of year. A green leathery-looking leaf with three lobes is also obvious through the brown leaves. It is called the round-leaved hepatica. Soon, it will have small, light purple flowers. A fun fact is that ants carry the seeds from this plant to new places, where they will spread and grow in the forest. Marsh marigold leaves are appearing in Schmidt Creek. We will soon see yellow flowers on them. Lars spotted an orange-white jelly baby fungus growing on an old tree stump on Thursday the 29th. Taylor and her mom were walking on their gravel and heard a noise in the tree. It was a woodpecker inside the tree. Wilson's snipe are birds that look a lot like a woodcock. Several were heard on the evening of the 29th around 8:45. Rather than singing, they have special tail feathers that make a ghostly winnowing sound when they dive. Also on the 29th, a beautiful flute-like call of the Swenson's thrush was heard in the wet woods. Addie had a chickadee land on a branch next to her while she was reading. On Friday the 30th, a slug also climbed on her pencil and got slime on her. Luca noticed a little red fly jumping around a branch with lichen on it. Rocco spotted what looked like a water strider in Schmidt Creek on Thursday. He noticed it gliding onto a leaf in the water. The creek is gently flowing due to the recent rain. Jennifer saw a bee outside when she was at her sit spot. Bears are beginning to awaken. Without much to eat right now, they have been visiting bird feeders. This is a good time to bring your feeders in at night. The frog eggs in our school pond have not developed much since last week. There are lots of mosquito larvae twitching in the ponds at the pond surface. On Thursday, Sasha found a slug on a leaf by Schmidt Creek. It was camouflaged as it was perched on an orange-brown leaf. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Nora. What a nice job. Those kids are just unbelievable over there. I love the notes about the snow on Saturday and the rain on Monday, and then Thursday the day broke in the middle of the day and became very nice. Green on the ground. If you haven't been out in the forest yet, you need to get out there now because there is a lot of new plant growth coming up. Young stuff, but there's also those lycopodiums, the princess pine that they talked about, the club mosses that are bright green and remained green all winter. Hepatica, and they talked about the myrmecocary, which is the action of the ants picking up the seeds and eating off the little bit of oil and planting the seeds for the hepaticas. Jelly fungus, always looking for jelly fungus. That's pretty exciting. Snipes winnowing, and I've heard that myself. A Swainson's thrush, any of the thrushes, the hermit thrush, the Swainson's thrush, the wood thrush, the gray cheek thrush, they are all magnificent singers, and I can't wait for my yard to be entertained by those as well. Bears and bees, frog eggs, mosquito larvae, lots of stuff happening out there. You need to get outside yourselves.